latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester United headlines, and defender Luke Shaw will return to the club on Monday after suffering a head injury while playing for England. Gareth Southgate's side started their maiden UEFA Nations League campaign with a frustrating 2-1 defeat on a night where concerns over the 23-year-old overshadowed proceedings. Shaw superbly set up Marcus Rashford's opener for his first England start since September 2015, an appearance that came just a week before suffering a hideous double leg break before a Champions League tie. The left-back appeared to suffer another major injury blow minutes into the second half, with his head appearing to hit Danny Carvajal's hip. The impact was audible from the stands and led to him being led out on a stretcher, wearing an oxygen mask and a neck brace, but he tweeted after the game he was doing fine. The club, of course, confirmed he would be having further tests before now returning to Old Trafford and the training ground for treatment. Moving on then into other news now. And of course, Paul Pogba and the rumours continue to circle around the club. But one man that's also been linked is Zinedine Zidane. He's been linked with Jose Mourinho as his replacement, and he said he expects to be back in charge of a club in the near future. He left Real Madrid in May, having won a third consecutive Champions League title, and Mourinho has been engaged in disputes with the club over transfers. Zidane told RTVE TV as he watched his son Elias play for Madrid's youth team, "Surely I'm going to return to coaching soon because I like it, and it is football. I've done what I've done all my life." Former teammate Claude Makélélé said that Zidane can go anywhere he wants. He told Equipe, "Zidane can go anywhere he wants. He's won three Champions League titles in a row. No one in history has done that. He's the opportunity to rest, but I know he'll return to soon as he loves football." That's all then for the latest headlines. We will have more news later.